This is a brand new feature for the Morning Team Show. It's a feature that we had on Saturday mornings. It's from the Michigan Historical Society. And it's about a three-minute program focusing on people and places and events from Michigan's past, courtesy of MichiganHistoryMagazine.org. And they do a really nice job of presenting some of the aspects of history that perhaps we don't know about. And today, it's a history of high school mascots.
This is Bob Myers from the Historical Society of Michigan with a Michigan History Moment. Michigan boasts well over 1,500 high schools. Those schools have nicknames and mascots that tie them to their communities and enrich their heritage. There are Panthers, Vikings, Bulldogs, and Warriors. The Eagle, the most popular, represents 44 Michigan schools. Other school mascots are unique to Michigan. The Upper Peninsula town of Watersmeet has the Nimrods. The school adopted the name in 1904, and it's been the Watersmeet High School Nimrods ever since. Why Nimrods? Several books of the Old Testament describe Nimrod as a king of the land of Shinar, a mighty hunter before the Lord. What about the Battling Bathers? That's in Mount Clemens, a town that gained fame for its mineral baths. People once flocked to Mount Clemens and its nearly three dozen bathhouses. Almost all the mineral bathhouses are gone now, but their legacy remains with the Battling Bathers mascot. Ann Arbor's Huron High School has the River Rats as its mascot. A variety of legends purport to explain the name's origins, but school administrators understandably didn't like the mascot. The high school was founded in 1969, but had no official mascot at first, despite the students' choice of River Rats. School leaders finally bowed to popular opinion, and the mascot remains the River Rat. Ford Motor Company built more than 15 million Model T automobiles during the early 20th century. People often called their Model Ts flivvers, and that term became the mascot of the Kingsford High School. In 1919, Ford bought hundreds of thousands of acres of forested land near Iron Mountain to provide hardwood for Model T wheels, floorboards, and body frames for flivvers. The Ford plant ran there from 1925 to 1951, and the flivver remains the Kingsford High School mascot to this day. Not to be outdone, Fordson High School in Dearborn has the Tractors as its mascot, derived from the famous Fordson tractor. Calumet High School opened in 1867, but it was not until 1948 that students selected a mascot. A contest narrowed the choices to the Miners, the Red Jackets, and the winner, the Copper Kings. The name honors the heritage of Calumet's copper mining history. There are many more unique high school mascots throughout Michigan, including the Manchester Flying Dutchman, Gwynn's Model Towners, and the Hematites of Ishpeming High School. All are part of Michigan's rich high school mascot heritage. This Michigan History Moment was brought to you by MichiganHistoryMagazine.org.
Every Tuesday morning after the 8:30 news, we present the Michigan History Moment on WSW, which we also, by the way, will post as a podcast segment on our Morning Team Show page. So, all right, gentlemen, give it up. What was your high school mascot?
I'll go first. Mine was boring. One of the 44 that are named Eagles.
Oh, you were an Eagle. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Art, did your high school have a mascot?
No.
Okay.
Yes, nope. We did.
Could have been called the Art Lewises.
Ours was the Our Lady of Lake Huron Trojans.
Oh, you were a Trojan.
And the public school in town was the Pirates. They're still the Pirates. They're still there. Okay. The Catholic school is gone.
All right.
The high school is gone.
Right.
I think I had a cool one. We were the Dragons.
All right.
Dragons.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, the Dragons. I like that.
Yeah.
So, ooh. All right. So nothing outlandishly strange, weird, bizarre.
No.
Was referenced.
I was like Nimrods, but that was me. Yeah. I was like, I didn't know though that Nimrod was such a. When did it become this negative term?
Well, yeah, it had such a biblically based presence of majesticness to it. Somewhere along the line, it got lost.
Yeah, it got this negative connotation to it.
You heard him mention the Mount Clemens Battling Bathers. My father was a Battling Bather. He went to Mount Clemens High School, although they're just known as the Bathers now. They took the battling off.
No, they didn't. Yeah. Okay. They just did.
Less violent.
They're just bathing. Yeah.
8:50 is the time on WSGW. And I'm sure there are folks in our listening audience that went to high schools that might have had some, well, more streamlined mascots, or maybe you went to a school that had one of those more strange ones.